A Republican state senator from Minot is skeptical about the new GOP leadership infrastructure plan. That plan, rolled out last week, creates three new buckets: $115 million for cities, $115 million for counties and townships, and $50 million for airports. The money would come from oil tax collections.
What was rolled out was sort of a, here's some money for you. You're not asking for it. You're not applying for it. We're just going to give it to you. And I have a hard time with that.
This is Minot Senator David Hoag.
I tend to think that government works best when needs are identified, and then you spend the money.
Hoag says he still plans to introduce a bill to use the legacy fund principle as a loan fund for some of the larger infrastructure projects around the state. He's talking about low-interest loans for such things as Minot and Fargo flood control and the Red River Valley water supply project.
One advantage is we engage our legacy fund. We give it a purpose because it doesn't have a purpose. And it's quickly approaching $6 billion.
Hoag said it will allow the state to accelerate construction on those bigger projects and avoid inflationary costs that go with long-term projects.
Let's leverage this resource to produce long-term cost savings. And let's invest it in our communities rather than the $1.8 billion that's currently invested in municipal bonds around the country.
Hoag says he's been getting some support for the proposal. He says the biggest pushback is coming from those who say they don't want to touch the principal of the legacy fund.
All of the principal is at risk. It's invested in across the United States. It's in bonds. It's in equities. It's in international equity. It's already at risk. So you can't say that we're not touching the principal today. Every dollar of the $5.5 billion is touched. The question is, are you willing to invest a portion of that back into North Dakota infrastructure?
Touching the fund's principle would take a two-thirds vote of both houses. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.